Well, advice is number one, do exactly what you're saying. Pick up the phone, call. Call the admissions office of your local community college. Call your local university. Call the institution that you were enrolled at and that you didn't go back to. And just say, look, here's my situation. I'd like to come back. What does it take? What do I have to do? And you'll find that there are people that are more than willing to help and will look at your record and help walk you through it and figure out what you need to do to get back on track. You know, a lot of people, we have these notions that are really strange. They're not strange for anybody that's gone to school, of course, but when you think about them, they are fairly strange. Again, we've talked to these people around the country. You find out people will tell you things like, you know, they have it literally, it's overdue library books that is what is keeping them from calling. They were on academic probation 20 years ago, and they're worried now that if they call back, somebody will make fun of them because their grades weren't very good. And all of this is so pointless now. When you think about, you've got the rest of your life ahead of you, you've got families that are depending on you, to let something like an overdue library book hold you back because of either the shame of it or the embarrassment of it or what have you, you know, it's a shame that we make people feel that way sometimes. But it's also true that people ought to just say, look, I need these skills. I need this education. I'm not going to let anybody stand in my way and go and get it. Somebody who's thinking about going back is to say, you know, you're not unusual. You're not weird by wanting to do this. You are, in fact, increasingly the norm. And you're precisely the kind of person that we want to have in higher education, that we need to have in higher education, the state of Indiana needs. And the universities and colleges are trying to do a better job of serving.